and a particular piece, you know, that like after that you ate it, they'd want to pull the bone.
Broomstick? I don't know what you're talking about, a breast.
Oh, well, I don't know. The one that you know, there was a thing that if you...
Well, I call it a breast bone, I guess.
If they wanted
but they'd pull and break it, you know.
Pull and break it, uh-huh. Yeah. Mm-hmm. What would you call the inside parts of a hog that you would eat?
The inside.
Mm-hmm. What would they call the insides of the parts that you would eat?
Well, we eat the entrails, you know, the, what they call chitlins.
Mm-hmm.
And you eat the liver, eat the lights and the kidneys, mm-hmm. stuff like that.
Have you ever heard of a part of the hog called a melt?
Yeah, the melt, that's on the liver.
Oh, that's on the liver.
Uh-huh.
And people would eat that?
Oh, yeah.
Sometimes.
Mm, but I never liked that.
You didn't like that? Mm-hmm. Well, now, if people wanted to call cows to get them to come in from the pasture, how would they call them?
It's been so long since I called mine. I don't know. I did with a...
Soot cow or something?
Something like that. Yeah.
You mean you've almost forgotten about calling the cow?
Yeah, I forgot how to call the cow.
Well, how about hogs? Can you remember how to call the hogs?
No, not too much. All that stuff, I forgot how to do in lips. So.
How about chickens? Do you remember how you'd call the chickens?
Mm-hmm. Yeah, we just call them chicky, chick, 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 mm-hmm. chicky, like that. And they'd come running.
And they'd come running.
Mm-hmm.
But people did call hogs, though, in those days.
Oh, yeah, they'd
call
hogs.
Hogs and cows.
Mm-hmm.
If you were plowing with mules, how would you get them, what would you say to them to make them?
They said G and haul. Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm. And what if you wanted them to sort of start going, you'd say?
Come up.
And then what about to stop?
Woo.
And then how about to go backwards? Mm-hmm.
Backwards. Mm. You tell them G and haw, I know that'll be from right to left, whichever way you want to go. And back up, you just kind of pull back on them for the back
uh-huh.
up.
Uh-huh.
And woo back, woo back, mm-hmm. like that.
And that would make them go backwards?
Well, back up.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. And in riding on horses, what would you call the part that you hold in your hands?
That's a range.
Okay. And the if you had like two horses on a wagon, would the one on the left be given a different name from the one on the right? I mean, did they call one like the lead horse? Or how about in plowing? Was one ever called the lead horse?
Oh, no.
No.
Not that.
Now, again, about expressions that you might use. Now, if something's not just right near at hand, you might say, oh, it's not far. If we were talking about the distance, say, to somebody's mm-hmm. house, and you mm-hmm. might say, oh, it's not far. It's just a little
down the road, a little piece down the way there, mm-hmm. something like that. It wouldn't be street, because naturally wouldn't it have
no street. Have street.
No, no.
And then if you were talking about a house that was a considerable distance, you might tell somebody, well, yeah, now it's quite a
quite a way down the road there.
And if something is very common and you don't have to look for it in any special place, you'd say, oh, you can find that just about
any place.
And if a person was not going away from you, you'd say, oh, he's coming
to me.
And if a person slipped and fell this way, you'd say they fell
down.
And if you're talking about the direction, you'd say they fell.
Mm.
How about forward?
No, you talking about the way they fell? Oh, he fell on his face or his side?
Say if somebody fell back this way, you'd say they fell
backwards.